Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Hallelujah. I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. And on today's call, we're going to talk about overcoming the impossibility mentality. Every day, we come across godly people who are existing with an impossibility mentality. These precious saints don't believe they'll ever do or have more than they do at this very moment. Notice that I said existing with an impossibility mentality. There's a definite difference between existing and living. On a physical level, it may be more difficult to tell the difference between someone who's existing or just getting by, and someone who's truly living or experiencing really the best life has to offer. There are people who struggle moment by moment, day by day, and yes, even year to year, because they have an impossibility mentality. In short, they believe that nothing good ever happens to them. They may not realize it, but they actually attract the negatives by always expecting not to get a fair shake. God's people, you and I, God's people, all of us, we should look at every situation expecting His favor without saying a word about it. Hear that. Psalm 147:11, Living Bible. But His, God's joy, is in those who reverence Him, those who expect Him to be loving and kind.
Notice the scripture, honey. Those who expect Him.
That's the key, baby.
Expect Him to be loving and kind. Are we living with expectation?
Come on now.
That God wants to bless us?
Absolutely. So consequently, those who live in a defensive posture, always feel under attack, or believe they're a victim of an unfair shake in life. Somebody once said, is it possible to live so defensively that you never get to live at all? Strong quote.
It is.
How does a person switch from just existing, getting by day to day, paycheck to paycheck? They have to get rid of the impossibility mentality.
The impossibility mentality says, it's never been done before. The impossibility mentality says, you can't do it. Somebody else might, but not you. An impossibility mentality says you are destined to live a life without significance or kingdom impact. The impossibility mentality says, you'll never get out of debt. The impossibility mentality says you'll never be successful in your own business. The impossibility mentality says you'll never find a godly mate because they don't exist. The impossibility mentality says you'll always be sick. It's your thorn in the flesh. Notice how that goes over and over and over. In other words, saying that the way it is the way that enemy likes to play that record player in your mind over and over and over to make you think that's what's always going to be. Anytime the enemy of your success and prosperity tries to reinforce that impossibility mentality, remind him what it says in Luke 1:37.
I love this.
Luke 1:37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
Do you remember as a kid, were you subjected to the my daddy can beat your daddy tirades of bullies?
Well, that was back in our day.
It was. Well, we want you to know that your daddy, your heavenly father,
woo,
has already defeated the
That's
devil.
That's right.
The enemy of your possibility thinking.
Your big brother.
Absolutely.
At Calvary.
He did it. I'm going to get laughing right here in a minute. He did it through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So with your daddy, nothing shall be impossible. Not only shall nothing be impossible with your heavenly father, but nothing shall be impossible for you. Now, we realize there are some who practice a self-limiting gospel, which tends to reinforce that impossibility mentality. Mm. Frequently, these well-meaning folks, well, they'll cite Matthew 19:26 as an example. Scripture says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."
And let me ask you a question. Who is it that lives in you? All right. That lives in you? It is the God of the whole universe, the Holy Spirit he sent, who lives in you.
Mm. You know, before people rush to judgment and create a fake doctrine, they would do well to consider the following verses as well. John 14:12, Contemporary English Version. "I tell you for certain that if you have faith in me, you will do the same things I'm doing. You'll even do greater things. Now I'm going back to the Father." Honey, the key to doing the seemingly impossible is to have faith.
That's faith, right.
To believe that he will do what his word says he'll do, regardless of your current adversity. Some people use the word faith incorrectly. If you ask a certain segment of population about their faith, they'll immediately tell you they're a Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, or whatever. What they're really telling you is which denominational group they belong to.
That's right, because Bible faith is not a group.
That's right.
But rather the outward manifestation of your inward belief in the promises of God. And we can tell you without question that things are and will be impossible unless you do develop faith, strong faith. As you go along with God and see that things are happening, your faith will increase, the kind that can move obstacles and hindrances out of the way. But that can and will come truly through perseverance in the word and trusting the word. In Matthew 17:20, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." Let me repeat that. Nothing shall be impossible to you. And you can personalize those. Nothing shall be impossible to Larry and Gina.
Right.
Nothing will be impossible to Ralph and Sonia. Nothing will be impossible to Yvette. I'm telling you, the way to remove, eliminate, destroy impossibility thinking is to counter-program yourself with God thinking, God possibility thinking. Because as you fill your mind with the pure, the powerful, and the positive of the Word of God, then impossibility thinking will start to disappear and fade away.
Absolutely.
Philippians 4:8, Message Bible. Philippians 4:8 says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'd do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me. This is Paul talking. What you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
That's a powerful scripture passage.
Well, and it's telling you, you need to think beyond your imagination.
Absolutely. You know, as you read and lay claim to every promise of God, impossibility thinking will go AWOL.
Mm-hmm.
Absent without leave. As you speak the word of God that you're reading and receiving, impossibility, well, it'll be on the first bus out of town. In short, the way to get rid of impossibility thinking is by flooding your mind and spirit with possibility thoughts as opposed to negative ones. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to adjusting your mental mind and thought processes. As you begin to walk in faith, filled with thoughts and possibilities, something good is going to happen in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're with somebody, turn to him and say, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
First, you got to have faith if you want to please God. Second, you must come to him, which you're doing through reading and studying the Word.
Yes.
You also come to him in your secret place of prayer. In short, you must be conscious that he's always with you. You don't have to feel God to firmly know that he said he'd be with you. So is he.
Mm-mm. Third, believe that he is able and capable of doing everything he promised you in his word. Fourth, you must believe that he will give rewards to those who diligently seek him and his way of life. That's what he said he would do.
That's right.
And fifth, and finally, you will find yourself becoming a possibility thinker.
Yes.
Let us leave you with a couple of quotes. The first one is by Thomas Carlyle, a Scottish poet. He said, "Permanence, perseverance, and persistence, in spite of all obstacles, discouragement, and impossibilities. It is this that in all things distinguishes the strong soul from the weak." And the other one is by the late Dr. Robert Schuller, who had written extensively about being a possibility thinker. We strongly recommend his book, really, Move Ahead with Possibility Thinking. It may have been written in 1967, but it is relevant today.
Absolutely.
Dr. Schuller said, "Today's accomplishments were yesterday's impossibilities."
Were you able to accomplish tomorrow? What you're able to accomplish tomorrow, I'm going to say it again. What you're able to accomplish tomorrow begins with how you develop your faith today. Transform an impossibility mentality into a possibility mentality. Maybe with a confession like this. I'm a born-again child of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. I can do greater works than Jesus did. I'm never alone. I never have to worry. Jesus will never leave nor forsake me. He will never relax his hold on me. I not only have the irresistible charm of Jesus flowing through me, but I have the same resurrection power to raise Jesus from the dead.
That's right.
Living in me. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. And yes, no thing is impossible to me, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
And you know, every bit of that confession is based on a scripture in the Word of God.
Absolutely. So, can somebody say,
hallelujah. And amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's
going to
be a great day.
Absolutely.
This should catapult you right into your day and go, woo! Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's exactly right.
All right.
Well, till tomorrow at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye.